This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. Well, hello, America. It's top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. Good to have you along with us. A lot to talk about today. And, of course, boy, it seems like the planet is buzzing over Trump. Will he or won't he? And this is on the heels of one of my favorite crazy musicians' birthday, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Today was his birthday, Shane. What do you think?
Yeah.
It's only fitting.
As a musician myself, very inspiring person there. So
yeah. You gotta love it. The guy was an absolute genius. right?
Loony genius, it sounds like, you hear about him. But yeah,
it
comes
with
the territory. Yep.
Hey, that's what happens. But then on the other hand, you got Donna Reed, you know?
So right.
You know, to kind of yin and yang the day. But anyway, getting back to the wackiness that's going on in the world of politics, Donald Trump, he says, no go, man. I'm not gonna be a part of the Fox News debate. Let's play that clip right now.
That's right, Aaron. We just spoke with Corey Lewandowski, who's Donald Trump's campaign manager. He says Trump definitely will not be showing up at the debate in Iowa, and they're holding out the possibility of having a competing event in Iowa on Thursday night, potentially with another network. Now, they said they're not in any further negotiations with Fox News. He definitely won't be there. Corey also told us that neither Trump nor anyone else in the campaign have spoken to Roger Ailes over at Fox News. They're also saying they haven't spoken to Reince Priebus, the head of the RNC, so we'll have to see how the RNC reacts to this. But it's clear the Trump campaign wants to not only skip this debate, but try to challenge the Fox ratings by holding their own event.
All right. Well, rather interesting, huh? And he's been threatening to do this. I mean, this is the second time he did not directly targeted towards Fox and Megyn Kelly.
Right.
But, you know, if you're Megyn Kelly, what do you do?
I don't know at this point. But, you know, in my opinion, this might be one of those things that takes Trump down a notch. I don't know what you think about it, but it just screams of kind of the playground, you know, I'm going home and taking my ball with me kind of thing. You know what I mean?
But that's his personality. So, you wouldn't expect anything different. I think for Megyn Kelly, if she plays this well, Trump is doing her a humongous favor. I know some people might look at it and say, you know, this is bad for Megyn Kelly. You know, Roger Ailes, of course, is supporting her all the way. He's done everything he can. He's probably fed up with taking the phone calls from Trump and saying, would you get off the Megyn Kelly bandwagon? But if he plays it right, I think the stock of Megyn Kelly goes through the roof.
You might be right about that. Definitely. It brings her into the spotlight much more than she's probably ever been at this point. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, here's a gal that did an interview with Howard Stern, which wasn't, that romantic and special.
Right.
You know, which to me, I think, reduced her credibility as a journalist, frankly, in my humble opinion.
I agree.
But here's an opportunity for her to raise the bar and really maximize this because she's in center stage at this point. It's all about her, and she needs to hold her ground, you know, have some class and professionalism about it, which I'm not saying she doesn't have,
but I think she needs
to measure her response in such a way to where she maximizes this opportunity. And for Trump, you know, the same. Trump's Trump. He's going to go and do what he's going to do. There's no question. He's a ratings juggernaut. Him not being on that debate stage is going to hurt the ratings, no doubt about it.
Yep.
And so they're going to lose a lot of money. I mean, the last time he told CNN or was it MSNBC? Hey, look, you're going to pay me $5 million and build me a wall, in Mexico. And, I'm going to give it to the wounded soldiers. I mean, you know, but he kind of flinched on that one. He kind of went chicken and made a hard left at the last second. But, this one, I think he's going to hold his ground on and we'll see what happens. We'll see if he, in fact, is bold enough to hold a counter meeting at the same time there in Iowa. That could be rather interesting. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, it worked for Rand Paul, actually, did pretty well with that this last time, so you never know.
Hey, we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, free helicopter rides, cappuccino, everybody will have a good time there, Meg. They'll love it. Hey, it's 4 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop me an email, we want to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, the one and only Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Liz, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm terrific. Thank you. Thanks for
having
me.
Hey, great to have you on. I want to talk about the Obama brand and his legacy. How much do we have left?
Really? I'm just kidding. Of course we can talk about that.
Yes. Well, you know, it's, pretty soon, I think America is going to get a little bit of a raise because we're not going to have to pay for his vacations anymore, right? And then we have to worry just about his library. So we'll see what happens.
I tell you what, we've got less than a year left, and it's a darn good thing because it seems to me almost every single day there is a new pronouncement, a new rule, a new assault on the energy industries. It is honestly, it's amazing to me that President Obama, who is underwater in terms of his popularity at the moment, can't get it that all of these things he's doing without going through Congress, basically unilateral moves to forward his agenda, are really not popular with the American people. And, you know, if I were Democrats running for office, and if I were Hillary Clinton, for example, I would just say, you know, couldn't you just back off for a while? Because literally, you know, one day it's a rule about how you have to deal with federal contractors and whether they have to release their charitable contributions, and the next day is no more leasing on federal coal properties on federal lands. And it's just literally like every day when I read the papers, and yes, I still read the papers. That's an antique thing to do, I know. There is yet another pronouncement from on high, and honestly, I think people are just tired of it.
Yeah. Well, and they're tired and they're brain bruised on it all, Liz, because at every turn, it's something else. And as you say, it's like, you know, can you please just make it go away? And then on top of that, I mean, to your point, is that Hillary Clinton, you know, she admitted herself that if she gets elected, it's another 4 years of Obama, which I was really surprised that she came up with that statement.
I totally agree. I think it's a very interesting campaign she's running now. As even one of her supporters, Charles Blow, said, wrapping herself so tightly in the Obama embrace that she can hardly breathe. And so it's interesting, right? Because a couple of months ago, we saw her breaking from that embrace. She, of course, has come out against the TPP, one of the president's favored policies, this big trade pact with 13 other nations that he very much wants to get passed. She now objects to that. She has also mentioned it a couple of times that she doesn't really think that the foreign policy of the president can be viewed as terribly successful and that she would take a different tack. Well, now all of a sudden she's like his best friend. He did this very cozy interview, you know, with Politico about how, you know, people are accusing him of putting his thumb on the scale in favor of Hillary versus Bernie. So you kind of wonder what's going on there. I mean, I think part of it is after New Hampshire and Iowa, which are both problematic for her right now, that is to say, she looks to be sort of tied in Iowa, and Bernie, with, unless he has a heart attack, he's going to win New Hampshire. Hillary clearly has to come out very hard and strong with a win in South Carolina.
Exactly.
And most of the betting is that she will do that because of the black voter. But here's a couple of things to think about with that. First of all, blacks, after the 2012 campaign, there was quite a backlash from blacks about President Obama. What's he done for me lately? And I actually wrote a piece about this recently, looking at both income disparity, black versus white, employment disparity, and education. And guess what? In 7 years of the Obama administration, those things have all gotten worse.
Exactly.
So black people, some substantial black leaders, have had the temerity to ask, why are we backing this guy? He's not doing much for us. So it's interesting to me that Hillary is sort of all in going with Obama. Now, the polling for Obama with blacks right now looks pretty good, but I'm not sure that the turnout is going to be what she hopes it will be. There are lots, you know, in the 2014 election, blacks did not vote in their normal numbers. Hillary and Bill campaigned in various states for various Democrat candidates. They didn't win a single state, including those where the black vote was pivotal. So it's kind of, I think it's very interesting. I think it will be a win for Hillary in South Carolina, but maybe she thinks that by being Obama's best friend, carrying on his legacy, et cetera, that that's really going to help her there, and she needs help.
Well, and so many other things are going up against her. I mean, talk about swimming up the tide. I mean, these emails, the situation every day, it's almost more bad news for her. I got to tell you one thing, too, Liz. I'm really surprised this movie, Benghazi 13 Hours, is not putting heavier light on her, although you might say, you could argue that, I don't know if you saw that Drudge snap poll they did last week. I think it was about a, you know, a 24-hour poll. And she didn't even get 1%. Now, you could argue and say, okay, you can't really count that much because it was a conservative deal. Bernie Sanders got number two. Trump was number one with a little over 30%. Bernie had like 28, 29% of the vote. And Hillary, less than 1%. I mean, it doesn't bode well. And this whole issue of trust keeps coming about. Recently a young man asked her point blank, and he did it in a very nice, respectful way, saying, hey, look, at all the young people are following Bernie. You know, why not you? And my friends say it's because they just don't trust you. And she didn't quite answer the question. But, I thought the voter, this young man, framed the question very respectfully, and she did the best she could to kind of deflect it.
Yeah. Well, look, it's an issue. I don't think for Democrat voters that they're taking this email issue very seriously. She has dismissed it. The people, I was really intrigued this weekend. There were a number of articles from people on the left saying, gosh, you know, how can it be that she's being that she isn't doing better against an ageist socialist. Nobody mentioned the investigation. And it was almost like they literally have their heads in the sand. And I got to tell you, there is something to this. This is not going to go away.
Right.
So Democrat voters may at the moment be dismissive of the FBI investigation, but I think there's going to be information about this coming out. I think it's a real serious legal problem for Hillary Clinton. And yes, I mean, clearly that's just one of her many issues. I didn't see the Drudge poll you're talking about. I don't know what area of the country it was or who it was talking to. 1% seems a little hard to imagine to me.
Yeah, but less than, I was shocked. Well, it's a national, you know, the Drudge, of course, national. It wasn't just a regional poll. It was, you know, throughout the whole, you know, throughout his.
But was it on online? Was that?
Yeah, it was online. Online, okay. As part of the Drudge Report. It was just a snap poll. He just, stop right there, only because we got to go to break real quick, and we'll be right back after this, ladies and gentlemen.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. Our conversation continues with Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, you were saying that you suffered as much as you could through the Democratic down hall, huh?
I'm embarrassed by this, but I only watched Bernie Sanders' part, and I actually wanted to see Hillary Clinton, but I ran out of time. But anyway, I thought Bernie Sanders did a pretty good job. I was actually quite impressed. I don't like what he's saying, but I thought he was very winning, humorous, self-deprecating, you know, and I really begin to see why people are taking him seriously. He talks about programs that all of us reasonable people know we can't possibly afford, but you know what? He makes it sound credible. And, you know, it's having watched him, I must say I've seen him speak before, but he's gotten a lot better. He does not look anymore like your crazy uncle. And, you know, I think Hillary's got her job cut out for her. Now, today in the New York Times, they were talking about, well, that's all great, but, you know, are Bernie's people really going to come out and vote? That's what they're saying about Trump's people, too. Here's the thing. It isn't, I don't think whether you've participated before is necessarily the best measure of whether you're going to participate again. I would agree that older voters who've done this before, regular, consistent voters, yes, they're probably the most likely to show up. But if you're really fired up about somebody, if you're excited about a Donald Trump candidacy or a Bernie Sanders candidacy, I think you get there.
Exactly.
So it'll be very, you know, very interesting. Look at what happened with Obama. He had a good ground group. He really had a lot of people out there getting people to go to the caucuses. But at the end of the day, I think they had twice as many as they've ever had before. And it was because people were excited.
Exactly. And I agree with you, Liz. I think they're underestimating the force that is behind Trump and even Bernie Sanders. I mean, you see footage of their rallies and you say, wow, these people are enthusiastic. They may not understand what a democratic socialist is. I mean, I don't think Hillary does, certainly, and neither does the DNC chairwoman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I mean, they still can't answer that question. But, you know, Bernie lays it out and says, hey, look, these are the programs I want to do, and how much is it going to cost us? And he starts you know, spitting off you know, percentages of our income tax, and man, they're way up there, and he says it with a straight face.
He does, and he clearly believes in the European model, which is to say, very big government being a very big part of the national GDP. In other words, a bigger and bigger share of the economy is absorbed by and directed by the government. And here's what is wrong with that. First of all, as you provide for people, you remove their incentives. So they work less hard. The ultimate extreme, of course, is communism. And what we saw under communism, the reason it failed is that people were not going to work really, really hard for the betterment of their neighbor. That's just human nature. It flies in the face of human nature. And along that spectrum of capitalism to communism, it lies socialism. And the more aggressive the socialist country is in Europe, the bigger part of the budget that is basically directed by the government, the more people receive health care, free retirement, all kinds of benefits that we do in some measure, but they do to an extreme. And it means, guess what? Just the way communism absolutely killed incentives, those countries don't have high productivity because people just don't work very hard.
Exactly.
So that's the one big problem with what Bernie Sanders likes about what goes on in Europe. And Europe is sort of a good test lab for a lot of his policies. The other problem is the government just isn't a very efficient allocator of resources. And that's a fancy way of saying they're not very smart. So in the last couple of weeks, what have we seen on that? First of all, Obamacare. Today there was a thing about the Congressional Budget Office indicating that basically instead of, and now I'm going to forget the numbers, 21 million signing up for the exchanges, it's only going to be 13 million. A little bit of a whoops in terms of their estimate. Mm-hmm. That's a big whoops. That's like
disaster.
A 30% whoops.
Exactly.
And so what's wrong with that? They're just not very good at it. Another thing that drove me nuts recently, the government is spent $30 million to help Haiti have an election. Had you been reading about Haiti's election? There isn't an election. Guess what? It's so corrupt, it's so bad, that they've called it off. $30 million of American taxpayer money went to the first round and promoting a second round of the election in Haiti, which is found to be so corrupt that tens of thousands poured out into the streets in protest. You know what? That's not our job. We shouldn't be there. We shouldn't be spending our money on that because we don't do it well. That's the thing. And so, you know, recently the government talked about $4 billion going into being spent on electric cars. Why are we doing that? The entire car industry, not to mention Google, probably Amazon, Apple, they're all trying to invent a driverless car.
Exactly.
Why should the government even have a toe in that? Yes, they have to figure out how to regulate it. I don't think you need that, spend $4 billion to do that. It's things like that that really make people nuts. And so when you talk about political philosophy, there are actual costs to being wrong about these things. The costs are to our seniors who don't have as much money in Social Security as we all would like because our money is being wasted in so many inefficient, stupid government programs. I tell you what, if somebody came along and just said, hey, you know what, I'm going to make this government smarter, I'd vote for them. And that's the kind of thing that really could get some traction, it seems to me.
Well,
that's a tremendous rant. I do apologize.
Well, no, I'll tell you, you're speaking all of our frustration here, Liz. I mean, we see the government waste, no accountability, and it just keeps on going. And it's like, okay, when is enough enough? This is why a guy like Donald Trump is getting the traction that he's getting, because if there's going to be anybody that's going to be able to do something about some of this stuff, because somebody can come in and say, okay, hey, because we had Obama. Obama said he was going to come in. He was going to fundamentally transform. He led people to believe what it was that they wanted to believe, and that is that we would have a better, more efficient, effective government. And if anything, we got just the opposite. And so we want to have somebody who can come in and actually do a line-by-line, veto, on the budget to really hold our legislators accountable and that sort of thing on and do something about this waste. I mean, you know, Tom Coburn every year with his waste book would show us in black and white, $400 billion of waste. I mean, that's disgusting. Yeah. That's the people's money, but nobody's accountable. It's like they just keep getting reelected and they think it's all okay and they keep going to their cocktail parties and everybody's happy.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? I mean, I think everybody in the country feels that there's something profoundly wrong with this. And yet they don't know where to start. But where they're starting is by lining up behind candidates who propose to make a difference. And whether they actually are the right candidates or not, I totally understand the impulse. And I think we all do.
Yes, exactly. Well, we want something different, that's for sure. And of all the candidates who are out there, we figure, hey, if we get somebody who's less beholden to K Street and all these lobbyists and everything, and all these other special interests, maybe, just maybe, we might have a shot at it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, look, I'm not a revolutionary. I don't want to turn things upside down. But I do understand that we need to stop this constant pandering to whoever's got the biggest checkbook out. And by the way, it's not always corporations that are on the wrong side of this. The labor unions, the teachers unions, all of these people have such enormous money. I'm so amused always when they talk about dark money in the Republican campaign. Do you not seriously think there's not enormous dark money on the other side as well?
Exactly.
Do you know how much the teachers' unions are spending to promote their policies and promote their politicians? You know, millions.
Well, it's become a government of special interest, no doubt about it, Liz.
It's
Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times, as always, Liz. Excellent. Excellent viewpoint, perspective. Great to have you on with us. Look forward to talking to you again. Thank you.
I do, too. Thanks so much for having me.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping.
The best of Bill Martinez Live.
Whether we are rich or poor.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, as always, BillMartinezLive.com. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. And pass it on. We're on live every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 11 Eastern. Our next guest has written a rather provocative book, but it's also encouraging at the same time. Provocative in nature, in as much as if you've kind of been languishing and just, you know, wondering what is going on and why you're off the rails and you're not being as productive as you should be, this might be the book you need to pick up. It's titled Stop Moaning, Start Owning. Dr. Brian Russell is our guest. He's a clinical psychologist and attorney who also happens to hold an MBA. Among the major media psychologists, he has an incomparably well-rounded perspective on what inhibits productive behavior and facilitates destructive behavior at the individual, family, and societal levels in America. So get ready to take notes and listen up, because this could be healthy for your future. Dr. Brian Russell on Bill Martinez. Brian, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Hey, I love the book. I love what you had to say about it, because I think this is the voice that we need to hear. We need to hear a voice of encouragement. I've been maintaining here, Brian, that we have a lot of pent-up productivity from Americans who want to dream big dreams again, but for some reason, they've just kind of, through cynicism, through the reality of the last 8 years, it's been a bummer. And, you know, they've kind of just found themselves in survival mode as opposed to productive mode.
Well, that's right, and you get something important about the book, which is that there's huge empowerment in personal responsibility. Taking personal responsibility for your own destiny, even though it can be a little, the accountability part of that can be a little bit difficult for some people at first, but and the obligation part of it certainly can be a little daunting to people, but ultimately you will find it very empowering and you'll find yourself happier, more prosperous, feeling more of the genuine kind of self-esteem that we want people to feel, rooted in self-efficacy and accomplishment, than if you're waiting around for others to make things happen for you.
Well, Brian, you know as well as I do, I mean, this is at the heart of the frustration of most Americans today because they're just not living up to their potential. And that's what wakes them up at 3 o'clock in the morning, the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, and the dreams that have gone by and they've been checked in. And sadly, some have turned to the long hand of government thinking that they were the answer because you have an elite that's telling them that, hey, you don't have to worry. You know, we're your daddy. We'll take care of you. And, you know, the empirical evidence is in and they're not doing a good job of taking care of those that they said they were going to take care of.
Yeah, I loved how Ronald Reagan used to say, you know, the most scary knock at your door you should get is somebody who says, I'm here from the government to help you.
Right, exactly.
And I think it was Gerald Ford, I might be wrong about that, who said that, you know, a government that really could give you everything you want is also a government that can take away everything you've got. So
exactly.
You don't want to look to Washington for these things. You want to look in your own home. This doesn't start in Washington and emanate out to your house. This starts at your house and emanates out to Washington.
Exactly. And the challenge that people have is that difference between realizing their big dreams and being productive as opposed to where they are today. I mean, let's face it, if the further you're away, I say the grief to happiness ratio, the further you're away from the ideal, you're going to have a lot more pain to realize because you're just not used to going through that process. As you said before, it takes some courage. It could be a little daunting, but like, as they say, eating that elephant, you do so a piece at a time. And the good news for you is now you find yourself independent and realizing those big dreams that have been, you know, keeping you up all night.
Right, and most people are tremendously more capable, they have tremendously more power than they think they do to become the people they want to be, and that's why it's actually so detrimental to people, young people, and even not so young people, when we treat them as if they're incapable and we accept excuses from them for destructive behavior and for not becoming all that they could be. All we do in that case is enable those people to never become all that they can be, and that's about as unloving of a thing that you could do as a parent, as a teacher, as a boss, as a government for somebody.
Exactly. And, you know, we talk in your book, you write about the age of entitlement. Two things, I believe, have crippled our society in the last couple of decades. Number one has been political correctness, and number two has been this age of entitlement that you're talking about.
Well, that's right. And political correctness feeds right into that because it's predicated upon the presumption that, you know, we want to have a society where nobody ever gets offended by anything. And if you think
exactly.
about it, that's a society in which free speech doesn't exist. And when we start stripping away people's rights in the name of, you know, protecting people from that which they ought to easily be able to handle, we're basically abdicating, you know, the strength of the society and just sort of admitting that we've all become weak and needy of protection. That's not a society that I think is one that any of us ought to want to live in. It's certainly not the society that we had when we became the greatest, freest, most prosperous nation in the history of the planet.
Exactly. But yet this society has been trained to consider that. I mean, to the alarming numbers, Brian, as you know, too many people are getting a paycheck from the government. Now, there are some people that have earned it, and that's not what we're talking about. We're talking to people that are just getting a handout, and it's been a condition that has gone on for generations and has been passed on like a baton, you know, from one person in the family to the next person in the family. You know, and the disaster of all that, and this is what you're saying, and what I'm feeling as well, Brian, is that this person is crippled and they're robbed of, you know, everything that goes along with personal responsibility, accomplishment, and productivity and self-satisfaction.
Yeah, and not only that, but it also robs the people who are the helpers, the people whose productivity is being redistributed to the non-productive or less productive, of their sense of charity. Because when you're forced to do something, especially when it's something that you know is not in anybody's best interest, it makes you cynical, and it makes you feel less generous and less good about the times when you actually are generous.
Well, Brian, in your book, you know, we talk about how Americans have damaged themselves. I mean, this has been a self-inflicted wound, no doubt about it. Their relationships, their kids, careers, communities, country, by misinterpreting the founders' pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness that our founders was talking about was all bathed and predicated on self-responsibility, wasn't it?
Absolutely. That, the word in that sentence that is so important and is so lost these days is pursuit. All the founders believed was that this was going to be a land where everybody here had the right to pursue happiness. Nobody was guaranteed that they would ever catch it. Certainly nobody was guaranteed that other people would ever hand it to them. And it's interesting, you know, a good strategy, I think, for your listeners, next time they get into an argument with somebody who says that we have to be doing everything cradle to grave for everybody else, is to say, well, can we at least agree that we're only talking about people who cannot do for themselves? And that'll be very telling, because you'll find people who are very reluctant to agree to that. But yeah, we're just talking about the people that can't do for themselves. So if they're wanting to do all this stuff for people that they even admit a bunch of those people can do it for themselves, they want to be doing this for some other reason than just altruism. And you got to think, what is that reason?
Right, exactly. That's a good point. Brian, we only got about 20 seconds left. Of those people that can't do for themselves, what do you think that represents in terms of America?
Oh, very small. I mean, we're
talking 10%,
here.
Less than 10%, maybe?
Less than 10%. Low single-digit percentages of adults. Certainly kids obviously need some help until they get to the age of majority. But if we're talking about adults, low single-digit percentages.
Without a doubt. Dr. Brian Russell has been our guest. His book, Stop Moaning, Start Owning. This is for your own good, okay? Pass it on. Thank you, Brian, for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks for having me.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely. We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Oh, well, he's very popular, yes. The sportos, motorheads, geeks, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Bill Martinez, live.
America, back with you. Bill Martinez here at BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to drop us an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It's interesting how that just is so repetitive, and that just makes it easy because it makes it easy for me because I've got too much bouncing around my head, as you can imagine. Hey, it is that time for the one and only James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, law professor, overall good guy. Hey, James, how you doing? Good to be talking to you.
Fantastic. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. We haven't had a chance to talk since I've been back from Israel. You know, I got back last week, and so we got a lot to catch up on, and we'll have to do it next time.
I'm glad you made it safely there and back.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was actually, all things considered, no question. It's very tenuous there. But the IDF was nearby, and, it was all good. We were well protected. But there's no question about it. In fact, we could not go into Bethlehem while we were there. And, of course, you know, as Christians, you look forward to, you know, seeing one of the holy sites there. But even the State Department said they did not recommend travel, so we were closed off, couldn't go. And the night we left, or actually the night before we left, a single mom with four kids, Palestinian, broke into her house, killed her right in front of her kids, stabbed her. And get weird, you know, some really crazy stuff there, and it's days to explain, but we're talking ancient hatred and the indoctrination of young Arabs there. It's going to be a long time, James, for them to really come to some solution, because these kids have been indoctrinated from an early age to hate Jews. They look at them like they're vermin. They're less than, I mean, it's almost Nazi Hitler, Nazi Germany all over again.
Yeah, it's a very tenuous and difficult situation over there.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about your latest article about the celebs, the Hollywood celeb pig pile on Donald Trump. But before we do, we didn't have a chance to talk last week, and you talked a little bit about Benghazi. I happened to have a chance this weekend to go and see it, and I got to tell you, it is very disturbing. Michael Bay made a point not to, you know, make it political, but the political underpinnings of that movie certainly are there. In fact, it was so visceral for one woman in the audience, she had to yell and scream out, you know, "Damn you, Hillary! Damn you, Barack Obama!"
Oh,
I mean, it was amazing.
I think that the studio and I think Michael Bay and the people involved have contorted themselves. You know, in the promotion of this film, they have said those words over and over again. This is not political. We don't want to be political. I think it was a mistake business-wise for them to do that. The film is fantastic, as you pointed out. I mean, Michael Bay knows how to make action movies, mm-hmm. and he's got the best source material, which is the book, 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi, written by the six CIA operatives who were on the ground, who engaged in this fight. And the facts are the facts. And in an election year, this film, no matter what they say it is highly political. I mean, Donald Trump had a free airing of the film in Iowa. He knows he's smart enough to understand this, and this hurt the box office, in my opinion, because it's a controversial film. You go out there, and when you promote it, and you say what it really is, and welcome the controversy because it will create...
It'll lighten it up more.
Yeah,
exactly.
Lighten the lake. The best example, which was, this film was modeled after, was American Sniper.
Mm-hmm.
Clint Eastwood directed, and it created a controversy, partially also because it was snubbed for the Oscars. This film, they didn't really make an attempt, you know, to market it as an awards film, even though it came out, it qualified. Yeah, I really think the promotion of the film has been a mistake. They opened it in the same weekend as American Sniper. It did much lower numbers. But that being said, it got a very high CinemaScore rating. I think it has legs, and I think it will have an impact on the primaries, simply because you cannot look at this film without finding out some very important facts. One is that the security in Benghazi, despite repeated requests, was very low, and the State Department and the Obama administration did nothing. And then, two, there was a stand-down order that is basically explicit in the film, where these guys said, hey, it's under attack, we've got to save them. And three, there were resources available within an hour's flight in Italy. There were F-18s, and they didn't fly. And these people, you know, including the ambassador, died horrible deaths. They were tortured.
Exactly.
And it was because, in part, of the negligence, recklessness of the people that woman screamed about, which is Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and that you cannot see the movie without it. So, in a lot of ways, Hillary Clinton is real happy that this film wasn't a blockbuster hit, but it may surprise people and have legs and stick longer. And especially if the DVD comes out, which it will, it may not come out in time for Iowa, but it could come out in time for New Hampshire.
Yeah, I don't know how people not make it political. By virtue of it trying to be apolitical, it's so obvious, James. And I guess some people want to stick their head in the sand and say, well, it's apolitical. The other thing that was grossly missing on this issue that was mentioned in the book that they clearly omitted from the film was the Turkish ambassador. And unless I missed something, I didn't see any mention of the Turkish ambassador being there about an hour, 2 hours before all hell broke loose there on the compound. And that, to me, is a link to the Syrian rebels, and really underpins the theory of gun running by the Obama administration.
Well, and it could be an intentional omission, or it could be an omission that had to do with the script. I really don't know, but as far as I can recall, that was omitted, and that's a shame.
And maybe the movie is not necessarily a why Benghazi. Maybe it's just a snapshot of where it is right there. And from that standpoint, Michael Bay did a great job. I mean, he presented the facts. He said it's a true story without getting into all the other stuff. Because if you did get potentially into the Obama and Hillary aspect, it is inferred. There's no doubt. I mean, who else is going to make these decisions to stand down and to tell all the underlings that we don't want you to get involved? Not to mention the fact that the other thing that was surprising was that the drone was looking. They had drone footage, James, of the situation. Now, I don't know if that was artistic license from Michael Bay's standpoint, but if in fact they had drone eyes on this whole event, it is much more indicting, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty safe to assume that there was such a visual data. And it doesn't matter. You had the six operatives, and you had that the character of Bob who was there, and that they knew this thing went on long enough easily. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, look, the administration's caught in three lies. One lie was that it wasn't dangerous over there. The second lie is that it was impossible to do a rescue. They said that over and over. And the third lie was
Leon Panetta, James, says it happened so fast. 13 hours? Are you kidding me? And he says it like he really means it. It's like, how disconnected from reality are you?
F-18's 1 hour away.
Exactly.
And look, so the rescue was possible, and of course the worst lie of all, which has Hillary's fingerprints all the way, you know, is the lie that there was an internet video responsible, and there was a spontaneous protest. And in the movie, you see the operative saying that there was no such protest. I mean, look, they never mentioned Hillary or Obama in the movie, but their presence is felt. And
yeah,
so
by virtue of not being there, they were really there, no doubt about
that. That's
right.
And the facts are condemning. The truth is, it condemns Hillary. As a matter of fact, I'd be shocked if the Bernie Sanders campaign isn't out there distributing this film.
Yeah, well, you would think they would. I mean, he already gave her a pass on the emails. Maybe he won't do it on this one. We'll see what happens. Well, I did want to talk about your latest column, Hollywood Celebrities Launch Trump Attack. I mean, stop hate, dump Trump, huh?
Yeah, no, we live in a parallel universe, Bill, because we're living in a moment in time where the far left in Hollywood and the editors of the National Review are on the same page. Now, that is really... So they're both saying we've got to stop Trump. But this is really... You know, the National Review, in my opinion, you know, they devoted virtually their entire magazine, and they went out and recruited people to write essays who normally don't write for the National Review. I mean, Glenn Beck in the National Review, please. So...
Right.
And devote this magazine for an editorial to denounce one candidate in the field. It's outrageous that they did this, and William F. Buckley would frown upon it. Now, if you're going to have a debate, that would have been fine.
Without a doubt. Go to jamesherson.com for more information. You can read the article for yourself. James Herson, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, James.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.